break it down, down like this.
Hello everybody, welcome to Tempo Fit's Workout of the Week. It is fantastic to have you here. My name is Hayden Sherman and I'm going to be your coach, guiding you through what the heck we're going to be doing in, as far as workouts this week are concerned. And I'm excited because we are starting off on a new block of training of lactate threshold tempo runs. So we're in a block at the moment, a 6 week, what we're calling our lactate threshold castle, enabling your body to be strong and use lactate as a fuel and flush out that fatigue on the run. And today we move from a 3 week block of fartlek runs, so kind of doing it by feel out there on the trails, on and off sort of pacing. Now we're going to go into tempo runs where we've got no recovery periods. We're just going starting at that pace and then run it until we blow the final whistle for the end of the workout. So today's workout is a 25 minute run at your lactate threshold pace. Now that's important. Notice that I didn't say effort this time like we've been saying in the past. Today we want you to hit a certain pace. So we're going to talk through how to find your pace and how to set that pace. Also, we're going to talk through the sort of terrain and surfaces you want to be running on, because that's important as well. Ideally, you'd be doing this on a flat measured pathway or possibly a running track. It's not exactly ideal, but a flat measured pathway or somewhere where it's nice and flat and your GPS is going to work well to give you your splits. So we do want to be looking at our watch today. That's a big part of it. All right. After the break, I'm going to break down exactly what we're doing in the workout. So 25 minutes at your lactate threshold is the workout, but we're also going to throw in some what we call strides, or stride outs, some people call them. They're short controlled bursts of faster running, and they really just teach your body to run faster and smoother, and they're a great way of warming up for a race or this type of workout. So we're going to do 3 times 10 seconds of those before we get into the actual tempo run. So after your 15 minute jog to warm up, you're going to do 3 times 10 seconds as well with the strides, and I'll get into what strides are further into the episode. But the tempo run, this is the bulk of it. So you do your 3 times 10 seconds strides, and then you're going to do a 25 minute tempo run. So running at one pace for 25 minutes non-stop. So what is a tempo run? Well, like I said, it's a non-stop run, and it's really designed to teach your body to deal with fatigue on the go. So whereas when you're doing interval training, you get that recovery period, and that's sort of when you're doing the flushing out of the fatigue. And as far as that lactate threshold training goes, when you're doing intervals, it's not as targeted as it could be, because you've got those recovery lined up every few minutes. You're going to be getting that recovery just by reducing the effort. But when you're sustaining the effort, your body really does have to learn to flush out that fatigue and to use lactate as a fuel in itself. So we are going to demand a lot more from that lactate energy system today, in today's workout. The other reason why tempo runs are so great is because it really tests the mind. You're going to want to slow down at some point in the workout today. You're not going to break the bank in the workout. Remember, lactate threshold, it's your 1 hour race pace. So theoretically, you should be able to run this for an hour. So we're just doing 25 minutes. So you're definitely, once you get to about 15 minutes, you're starting to get into the, what I call, just uncomfortable zone. And the tempo run is designed to teach your mind to live with that discomfort, to what we call become comfortable with discomfort. So you're probably going to have about 10 minutes of just feeling, I'm not feeling great. I would like to slow down. Or maybe I'd even like to speed up. But you've got to resist those urges and just try and hit those paces that we've got. All right, after the break, I'm going to explain what it means or how to find your lactate threshold pace. So lactate threshold pace is that pace that you could hold for an hour. Now, if your 10K time is roughly 60 minutes, give or take, you have perfectly got your lactate threshold time. So it's 6 minutes per K. Very nice and easy. For the rest of us, it's going to be a little bit trickier working it out. And this is where going to a calculator and plugging in a recent race result is really useful. So on tempofit.org, if you click on running resources, drop down to, I think it's race and pace calculator, you can plug in any race from 3K, 5K, 10K, half marathon or marathon, and it will spit out your lactate threshold pace in minutes per K. So if you're in miles, you might have to just do that conversion, the times 1.601 and work out what that pace is. So it'll be a minutes per kilometer pace. So for me, my 5K time is just under 17 minutes, sort of around 16:50 at the moment. And that's the important thing. You've got to be able to put in a recent race result or an estimate of of what you think you could do. And estimates are fine because we can tweak this as we get into the workout. But plug it into the calculator, I get a pace of 3 minutes 38 per K. And then I look at a 25-minute tempo run, and I know, well, that's probably about 7K, give or take. So just round it up or down to the nearest kilometer. So you might run 23 minutes or it might be 26, 27 minutes. That's fine. You just tweak it and finish that kilometer, because it's always good to just put a cap on it. It makes it look better on Strava when it's up there. So that's how you're going to judge your pace. Also, when you're out there running, we also want you to have that internal cue of how quick you're going. So remember, we've been practicing this over the last three weeks. So listening to your breath rate, listening to, can I say hello to someone when I go past, or am I so in the zone that I'm just grunting or ignoring them? If that's the case, you definitely need to slow down. So be honest with yourself still. Pacing isn't everything. And look, if you get some windy weather or it's really hot or something, you're not going to be able to hit your paces as well. So you're going to adjust it, and you'll have to do it by feel as well, or by heart rate, like we talked about last week. Anyway, next up, what sort of terrain should we run today's tempo run on? So ideal situation, you will have a gravel, maybe dirt track or crushed limestone, something that's not too uneven, but it's a nice soft surface and it's got measured kilometer or mile markers that you can run to. Your GPS works perfectly because there's not too many trees or big buildings around, and you can just follow this trail for kilometers and kilometers, and there's very little wind. So that's ideal situation as far as where you want to do this workout. And let's be honest, there are very few of those sorts of tracks in the world. So you can do this tempo run on a running track, a 400 meter running track. To be honest, I'd prefer you didn't, because you just get sick of turning left. And even if you change directions a couple of times during the workout, it's just injury potential is increased when you're running lap upon lap on a running track, especially if you're not used to it. A footpath, a sealed footpath, that's fine as well. I prefer soft surfaces because it's just a bit more gentle on your body, and you also just get that variation. But anywhere where your GPS is going to work well, or it's nice and measured, so you can just use a normal watch to get your splits. Yeah, that'll be fine. Also, I should mention, you could do it on a treadmill. Appropriate for a treadmill run, 25 minutes, not too long to go too crazy. Any longer and I would just be giving up and heading outside. But definitely, if you're stuck inside and stuck on the treadmill, this could be a good one. Oh yeah, oh yeah. So today's workout is that 25-minute tempo run at lactate threshold pace, whatever that is for you. And Also, we are going to do some warm-up strides. Now, this is a key training tool that basically every elite runner has to their arsenal. And what we use it for is, A, it's a great way to get the body moving and just tell the body what's coming before we get into the workout. And B, it's really good at just practicing good technique. And I would say the number one reason that distance runners or everyday half marathon trail runners can use strides for is building that technique. So strides or stride outs, they are fast but controlled bursts of faster running. They are not sprints, and that's why we call them strides as opposed to sprints, because we don't want you up into that sprint range like you're being chased by a tiger or something. We actually want you to be very controlled. And for anyone who hasn't done strides before, I would say this is, do today's strides more like you're running a 5K race. So it's definitely nowhere near a sprint. For those who are a bit more used to it, it might be more like 3K pace up to kind of mile pace. You start at 3K pace, get to mile pace. And they're only 10 seconds. It's very short. You'll finish your 15-minute jog warm-up. You might do a few leg swings, maybe some warm-up drills. And then you do the short burst of fast running, jog for a minute or two, maybe walk, another short burst of faster running, maybe slightly quicker. And then one more short burst of faster running for 10 seconds. And then couple of minutes of light jog, and then you're into your tempo run. So while you're doing them, I want you to think about engaging more and recruiting more of your muscles, more of your muscle fibers. So when you're running faster, you're going to be going through a greater range of motion. So your heels are going to be coming up more towards your backside. Your knee lift is going to be more dramatic. Your arm drive is going to be more dramatic. You're going to focus on standing tall, focus on feeling your power come from your hips. So your hip position's going forward rather than sort of sitting in a bike position. And so really think about all those little tricks of getting your body moving faster and more efficiently. Because when it comes to doing the tempo run, you're going to have that just locked in and be able to just lock into that pace nice and easy without putting your body under strain because, oh, suddenly I'm running fast after running slow. You've already introduced a bit of that faster running through these 10-second strides. So 3 times 10-second strides to warm up, and then we dive into the 25-minute tempo run at lactate threshold pace. So that's the workout. Nice and easy. So what did we learn in the world of running this week? Well, we learned that women's running is alive and kicking because they were not outdone by the boys. Of course, we had Bekele going within 2 seconds of the world marathon record, and then a week later, Kipchoge breaking 2 hours for the marathon, not in a world record eligible race, but regardless, two just phenomenal performances. And then the next day after that sub-2 performance, we saw the world record go down in the women's marathon, a phenomenal 2:14 and 4 seconds by Bridget Koskoi of Kenya. I mean, Paula Radcliffe, who owned the world record before this of 2:15.25, that world record has been the longest standing marathon record since World War II. So that gives it into perspective how phenomenal that feat was. Now we've just taken a massive 81 seconds off it. So phenomenal performance. But also what it says to me is how cool is running that women and men both share the spotlight. When you look at sports like football or basketball or cricket or rugby, it's definitely male orientated. But in the world of running, it's very much the spotlight is shared, and we get to celebrate like both sides of it here and see the massive talent that's coming out at the moment in the world of marathon running. It's a good time to be following the sport. And like when you look at race participation levels, I believe like worldwide, women are outnumbering men at the moment. So awesome. Such a cool sport to be part of. Go out there this week, be part of it yourself. Smash this workout, 25 minutes at lactate threshold. Have fun just doing those strides to warm up beforehand, 3 times 10 seconds. Let us know how it goes. Happy running, everyone. We would love to connect with you all online. So Facebook, Instagram, and Strava, search for Run Tempo Fit and you'll be able to connect with us. Tag your workouts, hashtag TempoFitWow, so that we can all share in the joys and challenges of your epic workouts. And if you would like TempoFit Workout of the Week delivered to your inbox each week, simply jump over to tempofit.org and fill out the email newsletter, sign up there. Lastly, we would love it, we would appreciate it so much if you could subscribe and also flick us a 5-star review for this podcast. That helps us massively get the word out about the show and about TempoFit Workout of the Week. Thank you so much. Happy running, everyone.